Local stories, local voices. We're localwebradio.fm.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
This is Trista Polo, and I am your host here today with Dr. Tim Brown, chiropractor and MD, and owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies, and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, Dr. Brown is discussing a very interesting topic, muscle response testing, and how does it work? Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, I wanted to mention that Dr. Brown has recently been remodeling Ocean Park Natural Therapies to make it more upscale, more efficient, and warm and friendly. Dr. Brown and Dr. Andrew Eberding are open for business as usual in their Ocean Park location. It's at Suite 200, 12761 16th Avenue in Surrey, BC. So if you have any questions or require assistance, you can reach his office at 604-538-3017, or you can visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell me, why did you choose today's topic for discussion?
Well, recently a friend of mine said to me, Dr. Brown, you have these amazing skills at muscle testing to find where I hurt and where and how to fix my problems, but can you explain how it works? And from this question, I realized that even though the methods that I use and advocate are actually grounded in the sciences, especially neurology and neurophysiology, but most doctors and patients have no idea of this correlation. They think it's kind of magic or voodoo or some, you know, undescribable kind of phenomena. So I thought it would be a good idea to share, without getting too technical, but sharing the background on how it works.
Yeah, I think that's so fascinating. Would you mind giving us some of that background now?
Yes. In a previous podcast, I shared a basic principle, which is that everything important to the body function is about timing and sequencing and resonant affinity. Muscle autonomic response testing, or muscle testing, is a form of autonomic response testing. And it's all about assessing your body's reaction to various stressors. It's timing, sequencing, and resonant affinity towards or away from something. This timing and sequencing is important for everyday functioning so that our muscles turn on and off in a proper sequence. And we call this coordination. So I'm going to give you an example. In a baby, when they're first born, they have certain reflexes built in. These are designed for survival functions, such as turning the head towards a touch on the cheek near the mouth. This is obvious a survival mechanism so the baby can orient its mouth to latch on to a nipple for feeding. Or the baby can have a withdrawal reflex to pull away from something if something, for instance, pricking its foot. Every function in our body is set up around either a towards, I like this, or away from, I don't like this, or it's just right. As we grow and develop, we have to build upon these basic functions to create an increasingly more complex hierarchy of functions, behaviors, and actions. Now, another example of this would be a young child has to learn to coordinate its muscle actions in order to be able to stand, then walk, to run, then to dance and do various activities. But these functions have to be learned and practiced so timing and sequencing become automatically set within the programming of your nervous system.
Yeah, that's so important. What else can you tell us about this knowledge?
Well, with this knowledge, it's all possible because your body has these feedback mechanisms built into its nervous system. And these mechanisms are called proprioceptors. So they're within your muscles and your joints, tendons, the fascial or body layers and tissues that give your body a rapid feedback information system from a local area, goes into your spinal cord, up to your brain, especially an area called the cerebellum. And then it goes all the way back down to the local area, and this happens in a split second. Now, this feedback results in setting the response of your body so the body can properly respond to demands being asked of it. For example, if you go to pick up a feather off the ground, your brain judges or anticipates how much muscle strength or activation is required versus if you're going to pick up a large rock or a boulder. Now, if it anticipates incorrectly, for instance, if the boulder is actually the weight of a feather, you probably over-respond and likely hurt yourself. So when I do manual muscle testing, I test how your muscle and tissue proprioceptors are functioning in response to a series of normal challenges, i.e., are they functioning normally? And then I want to know, are they hyper or over-functioning? Or are they under-functioning? So if they're under-functioning, we'll equate that with weakness. And if they're over-functioning, they'll be hyper or too strong. We need to set them actually into normal function. We do this with a series of tests to determine if there's proper functioning, not only on a local level, but regionally or spinally and then systemically. What we try to do is then see that your brain, your body, nervous system are connected up properly. In our office, if you pass this series of simple tests and we know that your system's functioning normally, then we can begin to challenge it against things and find if you can't pass a series or a portion of a series of testing, then we know what areas we have to key on in order to reestablish proper functioning for that area. So I'll give an example. If someone comes in with, for instance, a shoulder problem, we can quickly test all the different functions of their shoulder and determine which muscles, tendons, ligaments, or what part of the joint is not properly functioning. And in addition, we can quickly figure out if their neck, their rib cage, or other areas are contributing to the shoulder problem. The whole process, after listening to their history, actually takes about 5 minutes to assess.
Wow, that's a lot quicker than I thought it would have been.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things. Because this all happens in the blink of an eye, once you test it, you can very quickly and accurately figure out these things, and then you just record the functions, and you can tell a person what's working and not working. But not only that, you don't have to tell them. They actually can feel it.
Well, that's really great. I'm Trista Pola with Dr. Tim Brown, and after this break, we're going to talk more about muscle response testing. We'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
Are you struggling with a dental or oral health issue? Dr. Norm Ickert from Ickert Dental Implant Center is committed to improving your quality of life with the very best in modern and advanced dentistry. You can catch Dr. Ickert on the Health Channel for the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show here on localwebradio.fm and at the Ickert Dental Implant Center in Langley at 866-981-1381. That's 866-981-1381.
Take control of your financial future with sound investing with Byron Stryloff, Senior Investment Advisor and Chartered Financial Planner with over 30 years of experience on the Business Channel on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
We're back with Dr. Tim Brown. We've been talking about muscle response testing. A question for you. Once you've identified the problem areas, how do you determine what to do to correct the function?
That's a good question because that's the next thing. So now we've assessed and now we want to, how are we going to figure out what the area needs? What we need to do and what I do is use my knowledge of how the local, regional, and systemic circuits function back to areas that are setting up so-called short circuits or interference patterns for that normal functioning. For instance, a common problem for a muscle in the shoulder, such as your anterior deltoids, which raise your arm in front of you, is a malfunction at the tendon attachment on one end or the other. And this can happen from strain from lifting, an injury, falling, or even sleeping on it incorrectly. By finding the area and resetting the fibers back towards the attachments at the bone, the muscle will change from a weak state to a normal functioning. And this occurs, again, within seconds. If that doesn't make a lasting change, then challenging the nerve pathways that supply the muscle, which come from areas from the neck and over your clavicle, and once you know where these are located, you search for the area and restore the functioning for that nerve pathway, and the muscle will restore its function. So by searching and correcting upline and downline for all possible interfering factors, we can often quickly and efficiently restore proper functioning to the areas that have been injured or are breaking down rather than repairing properly. Part of this goes into the chiropractic background. Some of it goes into acupuncture training to know. I think acupuncture is actually an old knowledge of how the nervous system functions. Then if we add some of the modern understandings of neurotherapy, neurology, and physiology principles, we're able to assess fairly quickly and start making corrections in how the body should function, and then we try to restore proper functioning. I can look within this patterning for deficiencies like lack of nutrients, toxic problems from viruses or heavy metals, the nerve interference patterns. Sometimes we see overloaded nervous systems that have too much of work, worry, lack of sleep. Everything that we test is designed to help us identify what the patient would need to do in order to help them correct and sustain optimal functioning of the region or their whole system.
I find this so interesting. You know, you hear about muscle testing being used to determine if a food or a nutritional supplement or even an activity is okay for your body. Does that really work?
Yeah, it does work. You have to understand the context in which something is asked, the system, because the body works kind of like a computer system. The question that you load in is also within a context. And so if you ask a simple question, then the body can give you a yes, no. But that question is always framed within a context. To do this properly, you need to sort of cross-check what you're testing and put it into a proper context. So that's why it takes some training. For instance, if we're looking for, let's say, a food or something like that, yes, we can do autonomic response tests to see if your body reacts to a food or not. Then the question becomes, if we look at our hierarchy there, is it a virtual mental emotional kind of a reaction? Is it actually a deficiency problem? You're reacting to that, for instance, because you don't have enough enzymes, so you can't break it down. because the nerve supply to an area has been distorted, and so you're reacting not only to one thing, but maybe a whole range of things. So that all has to be figured out, and that's why it takes some skill, and you can't just jump to one conclusion from one test.
Well, it definitely sounds like it's important to be in the hands of a professional when you're going into muscle response testing.
Yes. Say the nice thing is that because we all have a nervous system and we all have these reactions going on, it's fairly easy to learn the basics. The problem is to get skilled at it and to take it out of the context of parlor games and voodoo and that sort of thing. One needs a good background understanding.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm a practitioner who continues to utilize, share, and develop these methods of autonomic response testing and muscle testing, applied kinesiology, because I have seen the benefits to patients over the past 35 years. And I can't imagine how a practitioner can actually function without having this dynamic and vital feedback in addition to the other methods that one uses in clinical practice. So I've searched and developed specific protocols, for instance, some of the viral testing protocols and nutrient testing structural protocols that we use exclusively, you know, at Ocean Park Natural Therapies. And I make sure that every doctor that works in my clinic is instructed and trained in these methods in order that every patient can be assessed. We can optimize their ability, the ability of the patient, but also of the doctors to help the patients more efficiently and effectively. So we don't waste a lot of time and we get kind of to the functional part of the problem so we can help people. And that's one of the important things here because I get patients, I've had two or three in the last 3 weeks, that one of them has been 8 weeks in pain with no help and no solutions when he goes into the medical system. And the other one that came in, he's been over a year with the problem waiting for something to be done. And these are functional problems that should have been addressed in a timely manner, and so people aren't going on suffering needlessly. Mm. But unfortunately, when you're waiting 3 to 6 months for an MRI and you're waiting, you know, on the system to follow up on you, it's frustrating and I think unnecessary.
Yeah, well, Dr. Brown, thank you so much for this informative look at autonomic response testing methods and the positive impact they can have on your patients. I really look forward to speaking with you again next week. If you, our listener, can think of someone who might benefit from what we've talked about today, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Just a reminder, Ocean Park Natural Therapies is open for business as usual with Dr. Brown, chiropractic medicine and ND, and Dr. Eberding. You can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone at 604-538-3017 or visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.